Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is your Eastern Sierra Now for Thursday, May 28th. Coming up today, the Mammoth Wednesday Market returns next week. Inyo County Summer Camp is getting ready for a week of outdoor fun. Artist applications are open for the Mammoth Art Walk. Bodie State Historic Park is part of a statewide passport program. Mammoth Road striping gets pushed by weather. Mammoth Hospital shares skin cancer safety reminders, and Bishop Police are asking residents to stay alert after another mountain lion sighting. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, serving up fresh baked breads, pastries, breakfast, lunch, coffee, and the kind of local comfort food that makes Bishop feel like home. And since today is National Hamburger Day, just remember, every great burger starts with great bread, and Great Basin knows a thing or two about that. Let's get into some news. Blue Heron Farm has announced that the Mammoth Wednesday Market is starting next Wednesday, June 3rd. The market will be held every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. for the rest of the season at Outbound Mammoth in the parking lot of Bar Sierra, right on Old Mammoth Road. Come stock up for the week on local food, support regional growers and ranchers, and help keep building a strong local food system here in the Eastern Sierra. Sneak peek of what Blue Heron Farm might be bringing up next week. Arugula, lettuce heads, Japanese turnips, radishes, kale, collards, charred green onions, chicken eggs, and so much more. Bring your friends, tell your neighbors, and help spread the word. Adventure is calling. Join the Inyo County Summer Camp June 8th through the 12th for a week full of hiking, kayaking, outdoor games, art, and unforgettable summer fun. Open to youth ages 9 through 14. Camp runs daily from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Bishop. Spots are limited, so be sure to register before June 6th. Come explore the outdoors, make new friends, and create lasting memories this summer. For more info, contact Tim Villanueva at 760-545-5181 or Ryan Graves at 760-872-1939. Artist applications are open for the Mammoth Art Walk, a new two-day art event coming to Mammoth Lakes this summer. It will be held at the Village at Mammoth on Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st from 12 to 8 p.m. both days. Organizers are looking for artists working in fine art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, textiles, mixed media, and other original handmade work to be part of this curated summer event. This is a great opportunity to share your work with locals, visitors, collectors, and art lovers in one of Mammoth's most iconic gathering places. Applications close June 19th. Learn more and apply at mammothartwalk.com. Did you know that Bodie State Historic Park is one of 33 California state parks that can be accessed with the California State Parks Historian Passport? For $50, up to four individuals can access 33 historic parks throughout the state park system for 12 months. To learn more or to purchase, go to parks.ca/passes. Springtime in the Sierra is rearing its fickle head, and the new storm will impact the Mammoth Lakes Road restriping project that was expected to begin this week. The project is now expected to begin June 1st with layout and removal of any old striping that will interfere with the new striping. The contractor, Specialized Pavement Marking, will replace all linear striping on town roads. The town's public works staff will then follow up with the installation of pavement markings, including crosswalks, yield arrows, stop bars, etc. Once the project begins, it is anticipated to take 2 to 3 weeks. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and Mammoth Hospital reminds the community to protect your skin and know the warning signs of skin cancer, the most common cancer in the United States. Living in the Eastern Sierra means increased sun exposure year-round, making annual dermatology visits especially important. Protect your skin by wearing hats, sunglasses, and sun-protective clothing, and use sunscreen with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Reapply sunscreen every 80 minutes, especially when swimming or sweating. If you notice any new or changing spots or have a personal or family history of skin cancer, schedule an appointment today. The Bishop Police Department wants to bring awareness that there has been a mountain lion spotted in and around Bishop. As many of you remember, there was a sighting last month near the city park. The most recent sightings occurred in the early morning hours of May 25th. Thanks to a concerned citizen, the department has shared the video with the community via their Facebook page. If you encounter a mountain lion, do not approach. Keep a safe distance, bring children and pets inside if possible, and immediately report any aggressive behavior or immediate danger to life by calling 911. Please stay alert, especially during the early morning and evening hours and help keep our community safe. If you tried calling somebody yesterday and it didn't go through for a little bit there, well, there was a reason. It appears a fiber optic line had been severed between Ridgecrest and Independence, impacting multiple areas throughout Inyo County, including some 911 services. But it looks like everything got patched up by 3:06 yesterday, and everything, including 911, was restored across Inyo County. Good job getting right on that and fixing that, boys. That probably would not have been good if that went any longer. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it could turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. Rosalie Jean Dominguez, lovingly known as Rosie O'Grady, passed away on May 11th, 2026, at the age of 86. She was born in Wichita, Kansas, daughter of Berta and Harlan Harvey. Rosie moved to California with her parents in the early 1950s and remained in California until her passing. During her youth, Rosie worked in agricultural farming as a picker in Central California. She surprised many of the other pickers with her focus on hard work with no complaints. Her first marriage was in 1960 to Robert Scott. Rosie had two boys, Michael and James, that she loved so very much. Unfortunately, the marriage turned sour and Rosie moved to live with her parents in Redding, California. Rosie started to work at Sabrina Lake Camp in the late 1960s with Ralph Dominguez. Rosie and Ralph married in 1970 and were happily in love. They worked together, providing food, tackle, lodging, and a sense of family to a great many vacationers who enjoyed the Eastern Sierra High Country. When the land lease ended by the Forestry Department, they were directed to remove all traces of Camp Sabrina. Rosie and Ralph then moved to Chalfont Valley, where they built and operated the D&D Market for many years. The store was once known as Flo's Diner and is now known as Latin Market 2. Rosie worked at Northern Inyo Hospital as a nurse's aide for more than 20 years. She was also an active member of the Ladies Auxiliary VFW Post 8988 in Bishop. Rosie had a deep spiritual connection with the local Native American indigenous people and was known as Logie Rose. Rosie is survived by her son Michael Scott and his wife Teresa of Eugene, Oregon, her son James Scott and his wife Sherry of Lakeport, California, her grandsons Clayton Scott of Mountain View, California, Douglas Scott of Irvine, California, and Andrew Scott and his wife Mara of Klamath Falls, Oregon, her great-granddaughter Annabella Natalia Bernadette Espinoza of Kelseyville, California, and her cousin Carol Nyland of Grand Junction, Colorado. A celebration of life will be held on June 20th at the VFW, that's 484 Short Street in Bishop, California, between the hours of 3 and 5 p.m. Rosie will always be remembered for her warm heart, million-dollar smile, beautiful blue eyes, and loving spirit. The family extends a big thank you to her many friends throughout the Owens Valley. Rosalind Rose Mildred Button, 77, loving daughter of four, mother of four, grandmother of seven, and a wife to Richard Button, passed away in Bishop, California on March 23, 2026. Rose Button was born on March 1, 1949 in Sells, Arizona to Faustine and Josephine Garcia. She grew up in the Pisnimo district of the Tohono O'odham Nation with her siblings, Pauline, Elsie, and Willard. She left home to attend college in Los Angeles and graduated with an associate's degree as a certified nurse aide. While attending college, she met Richard Button, who would soon be the love of her life. They were married on October 21, 1972, settled down in Lone Pine, California, and raised four children together. After 53 years together, he preceded her in death September of 2025. Rose is survived by her sisters Pauline and Elsie, mother-in-law Irene Button, and children Christina, James, Johnny, and Clifford. Grandchildren Andrew Button, Ronnie Siddall, Clifford A. Button, Patricia Siddall, L'Oreal Button, Alina Button, and Dominique Smith. Great-grandchildren James Siddall, Jaden Siddall, Rosalie Siddall, as well as numerous cousins, nieces, and nephews. Rose was a caring, loving mother in every sense of the word. She worked as a CNA at the Lone Pine Convalescent Home, looking after those who needed help and care. She enjoyed spending time with her family and tending to her garden. Rose and Richard traveled the Southwest in their retirement, always together. Services will be held on Saturday, May 30th at 10 a.m. at the Santa Rosa Catholic Church in Lone Pine. The committal service will take place immediately following the Mass at Mount Whitney Cemetery. A potluck reception will be held following the burial at the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Tribal Gym at 1 p.m. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, home of award-winning barbecue, big flavor, and the kind of ribs, brisket, pulled pork that can make any day just feel like the weekend or a holiday, something along those lines. CoppertopBarbecue.com. Check it out for more. Oh, and by the way, Local 20. You're going to want that. The farm-to-table market returns tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Independence American Legion Hall tonight, 6 p.m. Personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart-healthy diets, and county resources. The library encourages the community to attend. Inyo County First Five is hosting a book fair on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. A variety of books for readers age 0 through 12 will be available, and children ages 0 through 12 will receive free books and reading toys. Parents can choose a free literacy tool to encourage reading at home. The Museum of Western Film History is showing Buffalo Stampede as its featured weekend movie on Saturday. Showtimes are at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The 1933 movie, also known as The Thundering Herd, was filmed in the Alabama Hills. A bike rodeo is being held at the Lo Inyo Playground on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Bring your bike or scooter and a helmet and learn bike safety with local law enforcement. Looking ahead to June, Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual Pollinator Mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. And the Southern Inyo Healthcare District is holding their fourth annual Health and Community Fair on Saturday, June 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the hospital front lawn in Lone Pine. Highlighting community care, the event will feature free blood pressure and glucose testing, food trucks and vendors, and, of course, giveaways. That's your Eastern Sierra Now newscast for Thursday, May 28th. Thanks again to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's broadcast. Stop by in Bishop for fresh baked bread, pastries, coffee, breakfast, lunch, and a local flavor just done right. Stop in. For more local news, events, weather, sports, and community updates, visit EasternSierraNow.com or download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. And remember, we're on KIBS every single weekday, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. I'm Jesse Steele. Thanks for listening. It means a lot to my mom.